Laundry work, perhaps, and a rest. Maybe through all of that, who knows what, racing through the mind stream, through the heart stream, as we continue to work on settling in. In terms of the flow of our practice together, letting you know a couple of things you'll have seen on the schedule here. That at 4:15 in the walking period, there's also optional qigong on alternate days. So Carol is very generously going to offer qigong starting from tomorrow at that time. And that'll be down in the pavilion, masks on. And 4:15 up until mealtime. Yeah. So everyone's welcome to that. Lovely way to keep the energy flowing, moving through. And for those of you who are either new, quite new to meditation retreats, or maybe feeling a little bit rusty if it's been a while, and if you have any kind of questions or concerns that could be readily addressed by us to help you settle in, we're offering a session, a meeting after this sitting period, so at 2:45 p.m. Those in that condition can meet in the Founders Cottage at the, in the sunroom. Yeah, so it's adjacent to the pond or the lake there. You can come up those front steps into the sunroom, and we'll be wearing masks. So yeah, just for those of you who are feeling you really need, apart from the instructions you'll be getting over these days, there's something a little extra to help you settle in. Please feel free to come. So we're really only halfway through our first full day of practice, but already you can feel the difference, can't you, from when you arrived to now. Yeah. All of that juddering hustle that it can take, however mindfully you did it, to get here, to settle in, to find out where things are, where to put your flashlight, how the water works, all of it, to now having sat and walked, sat and walked. We're back in here again for another period of sitting, just allowing everything to settle. Just as though we were a pitcher of water with a bit of grit in it, shaken up. And now we set the pitcher down, and it just takes time. It's not instantaneous, is it? For the grit to settle out, for the water to start to clarify. The very waters of our bodies get shaken up and stirred. They carry emotion, thought. And we're consciously establishing conditions for the mind to come to its natural state. Such an ordinary, in some ways, natural process, and yet so extraordinary in the power of the heart qualities that emerge. So we do what it takes to find the motivation again and again. You know, sitting here right now is different from how it was a couple of hours ago. Our bodies are different. Our minds doing different things. And so we're always starting again. It's always fresh and new. Because it's always in this moment. Just this moment. Mm-hmm. The results of what's gone before show up in this moment. And it's in this moment that we can set conditions for what comes next. So what conditions are we wanting to set in motion? There's the banality of the background rumble of the mind. Sometimes when I'm a bit tired and I'm sitting, you know, it's that kind of low level, blah, 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 blah. Do I really want that to continue? And if not, I don't stop it by getting aggressive about it, getting resistant or ignoring it. It's simply about opening up, isn't it? Opening up a container. So that what's there is welcomed like a guest, a precious guest. But we're not letting it sign the contract to stay forever. It's just there passing through. Yeah. And that holding, that container, is where the attention is. That's where the cultivation is. We're not actually contending with what shows up. So we're not really in control of that. Yeah, we're not contending with that. We're getting a taste, increasingly, for that within which phenomena arise and pass. That's so natural to us, yet it's subtle. And that very quality of knowing that's present in every mind moment. It's not conceptual, we know that. Just as we know we're here right now, without having to form a sentence about it, a thought or image. It's just that simple knowing. And the sheer act of settling into that knowing is stabilizing. It's calming, isn't it? Not where all the action and the white water is. It's the container. And it allows us to really breathe out and relax. It's as though we've been like a conductor of a wild symphony, standing there waving our arms, making the music happen, stirring it all up. And then we realize that we're being held. We're not having to do all the holding. We rest back into a state that's not conditioned. That's not part of the passing parade that makes us giddy. Drains our life energy. That delicious, still, quiet and powerful quality of knowing. Right there at the convergence of knowing and being. The place of our attention, our mindfulness. We're willingly letting go of stirring up sensory input. Yeah. And so this quality is much more apparent. Much easier to give our allegiance to. And this we do moment to moment, not in the future, not when I get a chance. This is our chance right now. And we've all set aside a lot to create this opportunity. And here it is right now. And if we forget that and get a bit lost, let there be no recriminations. Simply remember, coming back home. Now is the time, here is the place. returning to this being and this knowing. Ajahn Chah managed to beautifully distill the teachings of the Buddha in that wonderful little pithy saying. There is the known and the knowing. Be the knowing. Be the knowing. It's our work. It's strange even to call it work. It's our natural state. We just forget it again and again. So here we are together helping each other remember. This is an embodied practice. The Buddha reminds us we touch Nibbana through the body. It's not a bypass. We don't dissociate. We come right home here, into the body. Attention on the body and the breathing and that leading inward and onward. Wherever you find yourself right now, it's a matter of just deepening that. If it's a matter of returning to the body altogether, then that's where we start. The natural weight of the body. The weight of limbs on limbs. Attention to the quality of the texture of cloth on the body. Touch of air on the skin. This gathering inward hush. This is something both simple and of such significance is being established. Simply by coming back to the body, the elemental qualities of the body. This quite substantive earthiness, the earth of the body resting on the great earth beneath. It's an inherent kinship, earth meeting earth, intimate but not personal. Of the body flowing internally like the great rivers flow to the ocean. The water in the mouth and in the eyes and through the bloodstream, through each cell, no different from the water that rains down, will rain down before long. Digestive warmth of the solar plexus, quite active now after a meal. Warm like the sun, radiating through the body. Borders, boundaries of our body, what's inside, what's outside. Yeah. The beautiful trees around us exhaling and we inhale what they exhale. And then we give back in a cycle of reciprocity. Air flowing into the body, air flowing out. Bringing life through the ecosystem of the body, feel its gentle brush stroke on the way in, on the way out. This restful, rhythmic flow of breath. Not me or mine, just a phenomenon. Resting into the beauty of this phenomenon of the breathing. Aware when it reaches into the body, the beginning of the breath, the middle of it, the end of it, and then the exhalation. This beautiful, soft, rhythmic flow of breathing. Traveled, Anapanasati, staying with in-breath and out-breath. The breath has many qualities, but here we can focus in on the loveliness of the breath. How it soothes and settles the nervous system. Attention to breathing, bringing an inward sense of balance. Attention starts to stabilize. The breath bringing tranquility and alertness. The mind coming into clarity, getting energy. The thinking mind may have some protest with this. But the thinking mind is only a small part of the mind. So we gather the mind's forces inward. In this way, the body, the breathing. We notice at the periphery any thoughts, moods. We let them go their own way. They are results of earlier conditions. They're not real. They're mirage-like. Isn't that a relief? Right now, we can see right through them. Let them go. From this increasingly stabilizing base of embodied awareness, this intimacy with the breathing, from the qualities that this brings, we have a lovely buffer against the sharp, prickly edges of unwanted thoughts. And we can see increasingly that there really is nothing we need to hold on to. Nothing we need to push away. In this deepening, abiding in the being and the knowing. And so we continue in this way. Embodying, coming back again and again if we need to. The elemental, impersonal qualities of embodied experience. Subtle, powerful process of breathing. Keeping attention inward, moving onward. it's like to be crushed by an elephant. An elephant of lethargy. Wow, an elephant, that's heavy. But it's just a mirage. So a shift of posture. Shift of attention, can throw it off. Energy can do funny things. If we were on a roller coaster right now, no way. We'd be falling forward, tired. Not possible. So excitement can wake us up. But we have more subtle means. Grounding in the body. Attuning to being and knowing. Letting the breath wash its vitality through the body, seeping into every cell. Tingling with its energy. Kind of brings a smoothing out effect. Sense of joy that can arise through the whole body. Powerful and protective joy brought in on the breath. Trusting the process once we set it in motion. Taking the time you need to come up into standing.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.